You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. It's so good to have with us from a remote location in Vermont our featured guest here at Secure Freedom Radio each week, Diana West, a longtime syndicated columnist and now blogger par excellence at dianawest.net. You can also find her works elsewhere, including at the Daily Caller, which is where I tumbled upon a very important piece that we'll be talking with her. In fact, over the next three segments, I'm very pleased to say she's generously giving of her vacation time. Diana West, it's so good to have you. Thanks for joining us.
It's wonderful to be with you as always, Frank.
Thank you. Let me talk to you first and foremost about the subject of this very interesting essay entitled Pulling the Pin on Russian Hacking at the Daily Caller. Diana, you have done the kind of drilling down on James Comey's testimony that seems to have escaped most of the Fourth Estate, I must say, and for that matter, the chattering political class as well. Specifically, I'm fascinated by something that obviously caught your attention as well, and that is the fact of the curious inattention, shall we say, of the FBI to the actual forensic examination of the Democratic National Committee's computers. Talk about what James Comey acknowledged in the course of his testimony in this regard and what you make of it.
Yes, well, it's an extremely important point. And it's something that James Comey has, I think this is the third or fourth time that he has admitted or revealed or discussed this significant omission by the FBI to conduct its own forensics examination of the DNC servers. And I'm pausing for dramatic effect here because the bells should be going off in all Americans' heads, because that means that the FBI is not the investigative arm that has come to the conclusion that the Russians hacked the DNC servers.
Diana West is in the house, virtually at least, calling in from Vermont, where she is on vacation. Thank you again, Diana, for your time. Let me ask you, the FBI, that I stands, of course, for investigation, not contracting out of investigations, relying on others, high-class contractors, though they may be, in James Comey's word. Is there an explanation of why this was done in the case of the DNC computer systems?
No. The company that investigated what happened at the DNC is a DNC contractor. In other words, the DNC hired a firm to come in and look at their computer system. When we go forward from that and realize the FBI is simply relying on a DNC contractor for this extremely incendiary claim that a foreign nation assaulted one of the great American institutions, the Democratic National Committee, a central political institution in our functioning democracy in the middle of an election, and didn't then say, well, that's very interesting, ma'am. We're going to have to go take a look at those servers ourselves and make sure this is correct and see what else we can find out. This is when people should be smelling just so many rats that it should just be an absolute five-alarm fire at this point. But what happens every time this comes up before Congress, whether it's the House or the Senate, and most recently the Senate Intelligence Committee, is a big fat nothing.
Well, it's worse than nothing, Diana West, as you know. What we are actually told, like some kind of ritual incantation, that every single one of 17 U.S. intelligence agencies has confirmed that the Russians engaged in the hacking of the DNC computer systems as part of a larger scheme to influence our 2016 election. My colleague Fred Flights, as you know, I think, actually done the drill down on those statements and found that actually there were three intelligence agencies that did this investigation, and that the analysts from those agencies were handpicked by John Brennan and others who have been implicated in some rather, you know, insidious shenanigans in this affair as well. So, I mean, the whole thing, as you say, smells like rats, and yet they've gotten away with it so far. And I just want to ask you, Diana, as you've looked at this, one other data point that jumped out at me was this contractor, CrowdStrike, it's called, has some pretty interesting management in the company that may bear again on the odor being emitted by all of this. Talk about that.
Yes, and before we get to the ownership of CrowdStrike, it's very important to also establish that even though it wasn't 17 intelligence agencies that examined this, it's three, as Fred Flights very, very importantly noted. Those three did not do their own investigation either. They were also piggybacking on the FBI, which was piggybacking on CrowdStrike, the DNC contractor.
So it's a house of mirrors, in other words, and hardly the kind of absolutely locked down, confirmed, proven case that we've been led to believe, which again just raises the question, what else are they telling us that is untrue? But get to this question of who owns CrowdStrike, because this is another interesting data point.
Well, it is. The co-founder of CrowdStrike is Russian-born. He's a man named Dmitry Aparovich. He has a relationship with the Atlantic Council, which is a fairly widely recognized globalist organization that, for example, gave Hillary Clinton a big prize a few years ago. The president is an FBI, ex-FBI official who was actually promoted twice by former Director Comey to cyber criminal positions, yes.
So I guess this is what would make it a high-class operation, is that he's a trusted, colleague, if not crony, of James Comey. You asked the pregnant question.
Well, I was going to say, there's a problem with this high-class entity, which, again, neither the Senate nor the Congress are doing anything about. And that is that a very sensational report that CrowdStrike released, I believe, in December, that was also about so-called Russian, so-called hacking, actually had to be retracted a few months later because various experts were able to identify extremely shoddy investigative methods and data that was used in this particular report that was essentially supposed to echo the DNC Russian hacking report of 6 months earlier. So this is not a high-class entity. This is a very controversial entity that actually had to retract very significant portions. The Daily Mail drilled down on that, and I recommend Alana Goodman's report on CrowdStrike. It's very illuminating. We also learned from that the Sean Henry and Dmitry Alperovich, both the two top key people at CrowdStrike, refused to come before the House Intelligence Committee to testify about what they knew about so-called Russian influence. And I don't know where that issue lies, but the spokesman at the time, and this would have been March or April, was basically very cowed and deferential about it and talked about, well, perhaps we'll ask them to come and speak to us privately.
Diana, this does stink to high heavens. And when we come back, I want to ask you to address the pregnant question that, as you say, was not posed by anybody in the Senate Intelligence Committee to James Comey, Republican or Democrat. Namely, is the FBI contracting out all of its counterintelligence investigations now, or just this one? We'll get the answer from Diana West and more straight ahead.